John Norsterkenius. Did you want to come join our cult?
Oh, wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! Let's look into our crystal balls.
Our crystal balls?
Our crystal balls.
Boom, wink.
The Finnish conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that. And
of course he was.
Yeah.
I was on a postage stamp.
Make it rain salty licorice.
Make our own grapefruit video.
That sounds like my liver trying to escape out my anus.
It's a love affair.
Welcome, 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 welcome. It is episode something or other, 145 of Three in the Box, and we are experiencing massive difficulties tonight.
It's all video difficulties.
All right.
There we go. Oh, wait.
No, there's no chat.
No chat. Well, chat can wait. This is episode 145 of Three in the Box, your Underground Wild podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, November 20th.
I thought you were going to say May. I was like, what?
This is Monday, May 3rd? I wish it was May.
No, Teresa, we're at 145.
Skip the cold weather, yeah.
Yeah, 145. This is Aaron. This is episode we talk about...
We talk about hockey. We got some wins. We got some shutouts. We've got some dudes standing in our way as we see the first goal on Tuesday night.
We got a little bit of everything.
We got some stuff.
In the studio with me, as always, is Mr. Jive Midnight.
Oh, you're good switching evening, it folks.
Up. As always, Mr. Kenny.
What up?
How was this weekend for you guys?
Busy, man. I went to a wedding. I was at a football game. I was doing stuff that I didn't want to do.
It never ends.
It does not. Maybe like in the off season.
Oh, it ends.
Well, yeah.
For everyone.
Wow, that's dark, man.
You do know that life is saying. An STD, right? It's sexually transmitted and fatal.
Yeah, I suppose that is. That would be true.
Chive, I saw a Facebook post today that reminded me of you, and I was going to try to forward it on to you. It didn't quite work. It was a page, and it was all like dad jokes or just bad humor.
Well, already we're going down the...
bad humor side?
It's like just abysmal, like, might as well just like end it all.
This week's been horrible.
It hasn't been that bad, man.
Well, Manson did die today. Should we all, like, slit our throats together no, we should for
be,
him?
I think we should be celebrating.
We should be celebrating.
His music was horrible. Let's be honest here. I mean, anyone who grew up in the 90s knew that Axl Rose had, like, a very twisted affixiation to Manson, I guess.
They're like this, man.
But Manson's songs were... He was like the worst... he was like the worst Beach Boy.
The worst Beach Boy?
What Manson are we talking about right now?
He was actually... He actually tried
Charles.
To get... He actually tried to get in with the Beach Boys. With Brian...
Wilson.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he tried to. He failed. Started a cult.
Killed people.
He never killed anyone. He was just a tiny guy instructing people to kill people.
And, you know, Sharon Tate.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I don't know. It's a weird thing. I don't feel good about any of it. Because there's a lot of people that are like really happy about Manson killing people. Or not, maybe not happy about it.
I think happy might be the wrong word.
I might be stretching it just a little bit.
They're reminiscent in weird ways.
Well, you're going to hear it now. Next year at the same time, maybe like a month before, I'm going to repost the Manson getting ready for parole thing and see how many people bite on it.
What do you mean?
Well, because it's like every year that Manson's up for parole and people are going...
That's been going on for like, 20 years
Yeah,
now?
But I'm
going
to do it again next year and I'm going to see how many people bite on it after he's been dead for a year.
But that's been...
I will be the cause of fake news.
It's been a regular thing where it's like...
Trump's coming after you.
Well, well, that was the whole thing, is that it was, he was going to be starting a race war, you know, right. Manson was. 5'2" guy with a swastika on his forehead.
Yeah, he was, he was going to do battle with Prince, right? The two tallest guys in the room.
Oh, that's... Oh,
God. Okay, let's talk hockey.
That's probably a good idea. All
right. I think that's it. So, since we last got together, Wild actually had a few more wins and the loss and an overtime loss tonight. That's kind of disappointing. But let's talk about their first win.
Yeah.
First win. Dubnyk actually continued his shutout streak to 3 games.
Yeah.
Very good game. Aaron and I happened to be at the game, sitting on the side that the Wild shoot at twice. And
yeah. It was a boring-ass game, though. Yeah, let's be honest here.
Unfortunately for us, the most excitement in the first part of the game, we had some hosers that did not have hockey respect and were standing, and we missed that first goal by Nino 12 seconds into the game.
And then we waited another hour until we saw
the next goal.
Yeah. I mean,
however...
Well, if you're looking for high-scoring games, I mean...
You're, I mean, come on, though.
You're in the wrong sport.
Sit down.
Sit down, man.
Sit down.
The puck's in play, you sit your ass down. Period. Or you don't walk down the steps.
Oh, otherwise, Kenny's going to be throwing beer at you.
Or making your 12-year-old cry.
Right.
Or 8-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
However old he was.
We're not judging.
Oh, my. You should just stop talking now, really, while you're ahead.
However, Nino, that was, I thought I had heard somewhere that was the fastest goal scored by the Wild ever.
I thought we had an earlier one than that, but
I think we've had some that have been closer together.
No, we've had pretty early.
Yeah, I thought we did.
But maybe it wasn't in the first period though.
Yeah, maybe
first
not.
I because Zucker had a couple of seasons ago that were like pretty much right off the draw. But I thought I had heard that was the fastest goal in a game by a Wild player. So
impossible.
That's you know, something to chew be on. Happy about.
Okay.
And so yeah, Wild went 3-0 against the Flyers on Tuesday. Then we get into Thursday, which was just an insane game.
It's the fastest goal at the X, according to Teresa.
At the X, okay. So
Felska saved us.
Felska saved us. Thank you, Felska. Thank you, Teresa. We get into Thursday. The game's looking dismal. The first period. The second period.
I've got one of my wife's cousins sends me a message with the picture of Predators Away.
Oh, God.
Because there's a street in Nashville named Predator's Way.
Oh.
And it's like, not a very good time to be named Predator's Way. And I'm like,
No,
it's not really good time, so actually.
Is that where they filmed that TV show, To Catch a Predator?
I think that was kind of more in...
That's To Catch a Predator.
A Predator. The Perds Away. So,
gonna wash the Perds away.
We're going through this game, and the first two periods just are not looking good.
No, they're not looking
it's
good.
It's looking ugly, and it's like, you know what? I'm gonna kind of just.
You almost want to start booing Suter at home.
At home,
yeah.
Although Suter was playing pretty solid.
I don't even know how you Suter.
You Subban at home?
Booter?
Well, no. So for Dubes, we got Dubes. And, you know, for Suter, we can just say Suits.
Quick Trip.
Quick Trip. Quick Trip. Maybe.
Maybe.
However, that changed come the third.
It did.
The Wild had 4 unanswered goals.
How quickly did it change?
It about midway through the third, yeah. I would say. It was like a totally different game.
Yes, it was.
A totally different team playing against the Purds. You know, Zucker had a great feed from, I think it was Koivu, that he had a rifle of a backhand shot from the slot as he was covered. He couldn't turn around to his forehand.
And you just said rifle and backhand in the same line.
Isn't that crazy?
Rifles in the backhand.
Rifles in the backhand. I know, it's nuts, but it happened.
Well, you know all rifles in the backhand are the nuts.
This is true. Now, if he would have hit him in the nuts and it would have dropped in, that would have been great. Then we would have had a rifle to the nuts. Backhand.
Backhand to the nuts.
Backhand rifled to the nuts.
And it dropped him.
Well, that didn't quite happen.
Hockey fans are special.
However, we also did see Spurgeon from behind the center line shoot a puck up in the net to go clear it, and it was almost dead center into the empty net for the fourth goal. Wild come back and win it 6-4 with that empty netter from Spurgeon. So from a team that looked, you know, pretty slow and run down the first two periods, you know, they got their skates beneath them in the third, you know, what happened and why don't we see this team all the time? I mean,
and that's not the first time we've seen it like that this season where, you know, it's like the tale of, what's the saying? I'm missing my saying here. I'm at a loss for words this evening.
Words are hard.
Tale of two towns, or whatever, however you want to say it. But
tale of two cities?
Two cities. There we go.
It's like Dickens and shit, man.
Yeah.
Wow, you blew my mind.
No, but seriously, I mean, this isn't the first time that we've seen something like that out of the wild where, you know, they don't show up for like the first period or second period, and then they come on in the third, or they show up in the first period, and then we wonder where they went the second period, but then they're back the third. And I think that's been one of the major, probably, hiccups in the Wild's giddy up this year is that they haven't consistently been able to have that, you know, level of play. So. And I guess myself, I'd be happy if they could just find like a happy medium
I think we'd all be happy with a happy medium. Yeah,
just be like gliding suitors and just, you know.
Control the puck.
Yeah. Let's just do this.
Why not? Yeah.
Aaron, you got any thoughts on that?
Nah.
Okay. So then we get into Saturday. Wild lose to the Capitals 3-1. You know, the three Caps goals are pretty solid goals.
They're solid, and it was predictable, actually.
They just got the Wild out of position on all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
I'm pretty sure that's...
Two of them were power play goals as well, so...
But I'm pretty sure that we said that, you know, going in, we were worried most about the Caps.
Caps game.
You know?
Yep.
So I
was actually, I think
I'm not surprised by the outcome.
I think we were actually in that game. The main downfall was we didn't manage to put any offense on the board, you know. So
you score one goal, you can't expect to win many games when you're only scoring one goal.
Exactly. Yeah. So
You know, there were, from what I had seen, there were a few missed calls, like a couple of too many men on the ice that were never called. Koivu getting cross-checked to the back. And, you know, he's pretty livid with the referees.
Sure.
Which that kind of carried on to tonight's game, that we saw a bunch of missed calls and some very, seemed like lopsided.
Tonight's game was a reffing. Completely different story than that, man. That was
tonight was
horrible.
So tough. Tonight, Wild ended up taking the overtime, so they got a point. Thanks in part to Granlund.
But F Adam Henrique.
Yes, definitely much so. Granny got two. Henrique can go to hell. Wild or no, 0-3 in overtime this season. Let's dissect these goals a little bit. Olofsson gave up two against the Wild, like literally off of him last into the net.
But that's not really his fault, though. I don't think it is.
No?
No, his job is to also control the puck, control those rebounds.
But it's not
know his where the
fault,
puck is.
Though, really.
You're saying it's not Dubnyk's fault.
Henriques. Or Olofsson. Sorry.
There we go.
Sorry.
I was like, whoo.
I
all right. But yeah. And Olofsson isn't the first to, you know, bump one in, and it's gonna happen.
It seems to be happening a lot this year.
I don't know. I don't have the stats to back that up, but it's definitely unfortunate. Sometimes, though, the puck is not going to bounce your way. That's kind of the luck of the draw sometimes, too. And
yep.
Sometimes you have to kind of make your own puck luck. So, as much as it sucks, I don't think that we can put any blame on just dumb luck that, you know.
No, but the fact that it was off of him last for two of those goals.
And up until this game, Henrique has been a point-a-game player.
No.
Henrique.
Oh, Henrique. Now we're going off a different topic. Okay,
well, gotcha. I'm going tonight, so.
Okay.
You know. Henrique has been a point-a-game guy.
Yeah.
4 goals, 4 assists in 8 games. So he's obviously been in any game that the Wild have had with the Devils at this point, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know. I still hate him. I hate him.
I definitely didn't like his play tonight. So
he's getting dirty too.
Very dirty, very cheap tonight. Yep.
Yeah.
Especially with the fact, you know, we had the one where he took down. Who was that he took down? Was it Stahl? Where they both went?
Nino.
Well, that was later. Prior to that, was it Stahl?
Yeah, Stahl. He took Stahl 6 good whacks to the back
of his head. Oh, no, Spurgeon. It was Spurgeon because he went after the little guy. Spurgeon,
too.
We're getting all the S's combined.
Well, no, I think Stahl got taken on by
it was Spurgeon.
Else.
Was one that he took down behind the net and was jabbing at his head after he was whacking him in the back when he was up front. And then Nino, he ended up elbowing after the whistle was played dead, and Nino went after him, and Nino got sent to the box, but not him.
That's right. Stahl was, who was that behind the net? Who shoved Stahl onto the net and then wouldn't let him get up? And
yeah, it.
And then they both get called for the penalty?
Yes.
Yeah.
Something like that. But anyways, Henry can go to hell.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, dirty player. I'm putting him up there on Burrow's level right now.
He's on watch, man.
Definitely. I don't think he's not quite to who is the dude who was doing the jumping jacks in front of the goalie?
Avery.
He's not quite to Avery level
yet.
He's not
Avery level, yeah. No.
But I think he's at Burrow's level.
Sure. I put him at Matt Martin level, you know.
I can see that.
Just a general asshole.
Yeah.
Is really what it comes down to.
Yeah, but not quite the general asshole as full-time asshole as Avery was.
Just a general asshole. Where you're like, I don't like that guy. He's just kind of a dick. He's not playing hockey, he's just being a dick.
Pretty much.
That's really what it comes down to.
So, do you think we're going to see Olofsson after those two softy goals, though? Because of him, are we going to see him benched for a while or sent down to the minors?
I don't think it's really his fault, at least in my opinion. I mean, it's fluky goals against. That's my opinion.
And I think that if he's out the next game, I mean, it's because they're basically rotating their third line defense. You know, it's Riley's turn to be up, and you know Quincy, he sat some games out for a while, and then it'll be, you know, Olofsson's turn for a little bit of a break. So, yeah, I don't think that he's pushing his way out of a defensive position here or anything.
I So Felska just brought up, you know, surprising why we didn't bring in number 17 to go deal with him.
Well, or...
Which would be...
Well, not 17, because we were talking during the game about we wish that number 10...
Stewie was out there.
Yeah.
If Stewart was on the ice, I agree. Not a good night to have him scratched, I don't think.
No.
So.
I mean, I don't think I would have expected this from Henrik, though.
But do you think that, you know, the Devils would have been so chippy had Stewart not been out there?
Maybe not, because Stewie probably would have been taking a little bit more proactiveness.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe kept some of those guys under control.
Yeah. So, all right. Should move on to...
Wild card.
The wild card.
So, the big one is Charlie.
Charlie.
He looked good tonight.
He's back. I don't know, but the Wild lost tonight, so is that a good thing? I don't even know.
Well, I mean, we could have used Stewie back, or Stewie in the lineup.
Well, right.
However, I don't think Charlie looked too bad tonight. I think his time was limited because of the line that he was on.
Sure.
But when I did see him out there, I mean, I think he looked like he was actually, you know, working his way back up, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see him up on the second line, you know, soon. Maybe even the first.
All right.
I don't know. What do you think about Charlie coming back?
What do I think about Charlie coming back? I think it's good that he's back, obviously. I definitely don't think that it hurts the Wild's chances, and it gives us, you know, more depth. I've already expressed that, a little bit disappointed that, you know, Stewart was the one who got scratched today, where he wasn't out on the ice.
Right.
As much as I like Cunningham and Eriksson Ek's play so far this season, the one place where we haven't seen them is putting a lot of points on the board. So, with Coyle coming back, I guess I don't like that the coach's decision on who to scratch. But
no, I get totally at that. It's feels haphazard, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, so with that, we have a few upcoming games. We have another Monday game, so
we'll be late again.
Oh, late yet again. But Wednesday we have a game at Buffalo. I think it's gonna be a 6 o'clock game, if I'm guessing right. On Wednesday,
sounds about right.
Yep. Friday we have a Colorado game against the Avs, which we should hopefully mop the floor with them. We have a back to back with St. Louis then on Saturday in St. Louis, and then
no back to back. Games are back-to-back. Yeah, sorry, I was thinking home and home.
Yep. Then a Monday game against Winnipeg at the X, and that should be our podcast will come after that.
That's a rough week right now.
It's been a consistent, a lot of games for early in the season, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, no games for a long time, and then a lot of games in a short period of time. No games, you know, it's...
Well, I mean,
it's not consistent in that regard.
You got to get 82 games in sometime.
This is true.
Here's what we got right now. We got. I'm going to call it a break with Buffalo on the road.
Oh, boy. 5-12. Boy. Oh, okay. Did we all mark that down on our calendar?
Nostrakanius right now.
Nostrakanius called it as a gimme.
Not a gimme.
You basically called it a gimme.
I said they have a little bit of a break.
Day?
Wednesday. Is that Wednesday?
That is Wednesday.
I disagree.
He called that a gimme.
Number one, there is no gimmies out there. Every game you have to show up and play.
You do have to show up and play.
You know, even the worst teams of the league, you know, they're still professionals, and if you don't show up on the ice, we get
to see some of our fellow players that we got from Buffalo that went back to Buffalo.
Yeah, and I still playing against like a Palmerville. Sure, I'm glad that we've got different options on our team this year, but I still don't think that that's anything to sneeze at. I mean, it might be my opinion, but
okay.
Twitter talk.
Well, yeah. I mean, do we want to finish off these games that we get?
Yeah, we got games. Buffalo, Colorado, St. Louis.
St. Louis, Colorado's a divisional game.
All three of those are divisional teams.
Right.
And Colorado is actually not completely slumping this year like they have in the past. And the Blues and the Jets are the top two in our division right now.
So a very important week, I would say.
But they haven't played many divisional games up to this point.
Right, which makes them even more important.
They're vulnerable at this point.
Actually, as it sits right now, the Blues and the Jets are the top two in the conference.
Vulnerable.
Well, let's hope so.
They're flying high on dreams and aspirations at this point.
All right. Let's take it to the Twitter talk.
Three in the box. This is from Jay Bushy, at JayBushy19. Three in the box. What does Dubes need to do to stop all these fluky goals going in? He just needs some...
He just seems so unlucky.
My vision is not going very well. Did I tell you about this?
Yeah. Do we need to get you glasses?
I might actually need glasses.
Maybe he needs to do the Joe Boo thing.
Sacrifice, yes.
Yeah, he needs to get us...
Joe Boo came up during our company lunch today.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he has to do the Joe Boo thing, and I think he needs to like get the incense going in his locker with the rum sacrifice.
Well, it's always rum. I mean, it's gotta be honest rum. Here, yeah. Right?
And for me, I don't think that it has to do with any incense or anything. I think that what Dubnyk really needs to do is to step up his game in some of those spots. I think that, he's been a little bit streaky this year, I guess it would be the way to say it. And when he does let in these fluky goals like this, what you see is that he's not in control of the pucks or the rebounds. And
what is that? You said you can't control a puck if you can't.
I don't remember. But
you can't control the puck if you can't control the goal.
So there's that. And then there's just a simple fact that he's not finding the pucks well, like even after they've hit him, like you'll see a lot of times.
Are you talking about Dubnyk or Stalock?
Dubnyk.
I felt like Stalock had a little bit of that on Saturday night, right?
No, I disagree.
It was a 3-1 game, and
I think
those three goals were solid.
They were solid goals.
They were solid goals.
They were not like,
but stoppable, not coming off a defender.
Yeah.
Not coming off the backboards.
Yeah, no. They were not trickery goals.
No, but they were, you let somebody play cross ice and be in the high slot area to take.
I'm not going
to
disagree with that.
I mean, you give TJ Oshie a wide open shot from the high slot. There aren't many goalies who are going to stop him.
He's going to take advantage of that. Exactly. This is true. This is very true. Yeah.
So, Dubes isn't high on my list with some of those games. I love the fact that he had some nice shutouts in there.
So, really, the question is, Dubes or Stalock?
if I'm the coach, I'm starting Stalock right now.
I disagree. Yeah, totally.
I totally disagree.
That's
too.
And that's fine. You can go ahead and disagree with me.
I'm happy you're not I'm happy you're not Boudreaux at this point.
Me too.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You were asking for a pair of skates to go on the ice to go deal with Henrique earlier tonight.
Yeah, I wanted
to. If you're the coach on the bench, are you lacing them up and heading out?
No,
putting on the foil?
I would want to be the enforcer out there is what I was looking
yeah,
for.
So would you pull one of your players and put his sweater on and
you're going
put
down.
The foil on?
You're going
no,
down.
Probably not.
All right, next question.
This one was handed to me in more ways than one. This comes in from Sleepy Sarah.
We have a new guest.
Who is Sleepy Sarah?
Oh, friend of the podcast. Wait a minute. Maybe she's not a friend.
Ooh.
I'm glad I don't have to crawl in the bed with her tonight.
Oh. Sleepy Sarah, that's my wife, Sarah. Three in the box. My mom friends say Nino is the cutest player, but Jive Midnight disagrees. Which Minnesota Wild player would each of you say is the nicest to look at?
I gotta.
Not Matt Cullen.
Not Matt Cullen.
He's old and crusty.
Well, yeah, and this is the thing, you know, he's about the same age as I am, so, yeah.
I
think Parise kind of has that all-American look going to him.
I'm thinking it's either between Parise and Nino, actually.
Koivu's kind of got that stoic thing going, though, too.
If you like the Nordic look.
If you like the Nordic look, I think you got to go Koivu. If you're looking for the all-American thing, I think you got to almost go Parise.
Yeah.
What about Charlie when he grows out his beautiful curls?
If you like the Aryan look, sure,
yeah,
Charlie.
See?
You know, but I'm thinking Nino, actually.
Yeah.
Wow, multicultural kind of feeling. He can speak a lot of languages more than you can speak.
Oh, is that right?
I can't speak that many languages.
This is his appeal. He can speak Italian. What kind of? I don't even know what kind of accent.
Your women will melt in front of Nino. Let's be honest here.
Your women will melt in front of Nino.
Let's be honest here. You know, he'll dazzle them with Italian.
He'll show them their. His stick. Jeez.
The title already writes itself, I think, at this point.
I think we have it.
Yeah.
Teresa says that Zucker has great hands.
Well, his hands have gotten better.
Yes. So I hear.
So I hear.
Well, let's move on to another topic that is only somewhat hockey involved. From Crease and Assist. At three in the box, what did you think of the hockey sketch on Saturday Night Live with Chance the Rapper? Funny or not so much?
I didn't see it, but I like Chance the Rapper, so I'm going to give it a 10 thumbs up.
I thought it was funny, but... too much emphasis on like cold and like I'm a black guy and I don't like hockey
and he's
from Chicago
hockey.
So
yeah
he
well no they were in, they were actually hockey. Showing New York versus New York game
but Chance is from Chicago
sure
so he has to know
what hockey is
yes
yeah he. Definitely played it up that he did not know right. what hockey was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of funny when they were like, oh, yeah, and dude's going to be out for the next 6 months, so you're our on-ice guy. And he goes, what?
Yeah. And really, I don't think it was, I wouldn't say it's Chance's fault or anything. I think that whoever wrote the skit was.
Yeah, because they definitely played up the whole black guy not knowing hockey. When they're like, and if you zoom in over here, there's the one black guy in the stadium, and he does not look cold.
Right. I'm going to have to talk to that guy right away after the third period. Yeah.
So yeah. we can blame the writers.
Yeah, we'll blame the writers.
Yeah.
Is Franken still a writer?
No.
So we can't blame him for that one.
No. Do we really?
No, we're not touching that.
No, thank you. Okay.
Next.
Next question.
Next question. Kenny.
That was me. Aaron.
Oh, sure. Oh, not the Sleepy Sarah one. From Uncanny Megan, how can you have a false start for a face-off? The ref literally has to drop the puck.
Well, a false start happens when you jump across, you know, you're a little bit too happy to jump in there and get the upper hand on the other guy. And
That being said, the faceoffs have been really bad this year.
Well, because they're being scrutinized a lot more.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Apparently, it's slowing down everything, so I would say that's a bad thing.
Is that a bad thing?
Well, and tonight, I think it was during the first period.
Yeah.
Eriksson Ek, you know.
Yeah. He got kicked out, but then he got...
Yeah, he likes going away with his head down, and the ref comes and, like, tugs his jersey. No, you don't have to go.
Yeah. You're still my friend. You're still my friend. Yeah. Come here. Right. Let's talk it out.
Well, that was one of the things that we were talking about preseason, that they were trying to crack down on with, like, some of the jumping in on stuff and what have
you.
Well,
go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no. going back to Teresa's actual question, I mean, you can't, like, the false start should not happen until that puck hits the ice. So if there was a false start, that means whoever the time judge was started it too early and had to go back and reset the clock. If that's exactly what happened. I don't know. I don't know what specific incident she's referring to.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, going back to talking about, like, the cracking down on the faceoffs this year, I would say that, you know, even beyond the centers, like, I think that there needs to be monitoring towards the outside. You got, you know, the guys who are, you know, the ref who's dropping the puck, the guys to his back, are they outside of that face-off circle like they should be? No, they're always sneaking up, and they're like about two steps right behind the ref before the puck's even dropped, you know? And, you know, there's guys cheating either which way on either side. And, yeah, getting kicked out of the face-off, that's one thing. I think if they really wanted to actually crack down on it, there would be some sort of a penalty for it, so... I mean, right now you're just saying, no, you can't take the face off. We'll take an extra 5 seconds to switch around.
And if the next guy does, you guys get a 2-minute penalty.
Or yeah, maybe like two in a row or something.
Well, no, it is.
Well, no, but maybe the same guy. If you have more than a multiple infractions in the game or something like that, you know. I just think that there's not enough of... You know, if they're actually trying to crack down on that. But anyways, let's move on to the next question. Coming at us from Crease and Assist. 3 in the box with Thanksgiving this week. As a podcast, what are each of you most thankful for?
I'm thankful for just life, because life is awesome. And... you gotta find things that are awesome in your life. If you just concentrate on negative, well, everything's gonna be negative. I know that's like really vague, but seriously, life is pretty awesome. If you don't think about things that are great, everything's gonna be negative, and you get in the spiral where. You know, oh, this is bad and that bad, yeah.
He's talking about making America great again.
Making Aaron great again.
Oh, hashtag Nordy stars. going off of that, honestly, as sappy as it sounds, you know, you two guys coming up here on a Monday night, we've all had very bad days and very bad weeks where we've come up here.
Sure.
And we get into this and we start rolling, but it's amazing how fast that switches. Like, even from, like, pre-show where we're talking, we might be a little snippy with each other.
Oh, yeah.
We put our game faces on, and by the end of the show, we're all just, like, happy and, like,
yeah,
great to do it.
Like tonight. I mean, at the start, we were talking about slitting all of our throats.
we didn't go.
We're about to commit suicide massively here, and then all of a sudden,
hey,
hockey.
No, but it is a nice relief to just come in and just be able to spend an hour and you know, shoot the crap, talk about hockey, talk about something we all like to do, and it just. Well, I'm trying to censor myself.
He's talking Bristol here.
Yeah. So no, it is good to do.
I agree.
Even though it does seem like it's a stress at some point. Going, oh man, I just want to go home and go to bed.
Well,
once everything starts rolling,
there is that.
Yeah.
After the show ends, we end up watching like YouTube for like another hour.
Right.
bad YouTube. I mean, better than, like, Minecraft videos.
Agreed.
But
you usually watching other people get hurt.
It's somewhere between Minecraft videos and weird Japanese game shows, basically.
Yeah, okay. Essentially.
I would have to say I'm thankful, and I think, you know, you guys would probably reiterate this with me. Thankful that for the people that we have listening to this podcast.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't make sense to do it if nobody wanted to listen. So
gobble gobble.
I'm thankful for all them and
turkey dinner.
thankful for those opportunities, and
just remember to take out the giblets and the neck and all that kind of whatever stuff before you make the turkey.
I'll take it out of your turkey.
Take it out of your.
That's all masking.
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
It still cooks and eats if you leave.
Yeah, you still can.
It just tastes not so awesome.
Yeah, sometimes.
You just cut around.
That might have just been the cook too. You know.
So speaking of Thanksgiving and Black Friday, Chris and Assist, Mr. Derek Felska also asks us. If the Minnesota Wild were to go shopping on Black Friday, what would you suggest they pick up for the following groups? Boudreaux, the team, and the fans. Let's start with Boudreaux. What should they pick up for Boudreaux? Besides Haagen-Dazs.
Well, I mean, that's really the answer, right?
I was thinking Haagen-Dazs, and I was like, that's kind of a cheap shot, low blow.
I'm going to go Cold Stone.
Ooh. Enlighten his palate a little bit?
Yeah. Expand his palette.
Is that a Black Friday shopping deal? Like, buy one, get one?
Who cares?
Cold Stone?
Cold Stone?
Are there any Cold Stones anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At least in Mendota Heights, I know there was one that over that way.
Okay, so you're going Cold Stone.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Caribou so you can get some, you know, Minnesota-ish born coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to get him NHL 18.
So he knows how to manage a team.
So he can learn how to manage a team and scout the competition.
All right. So, what are they going to pick up for their team?
For the team,
beer, because they're going to like beer. I mean, who doesn't like beer? Communists, maybe?
They like Bud Light, from what I remember.
They like vodka.
So you're gonna go beer. I'm gonna go vodka because
they're covered. They're nice, covered either way.
It's quicker.
Was it?
Candy is dandy, but liquor.
Wine is fine, but
liquor is quicker.
Yes.
Well, according to Willy Wonka, it is. Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker.
Wine is fine, but. Liquor's quicker.
Yeah. I'm seeing this trend about liquor being quicker.
I'll get him sumo wrestling suits. You know, big inflatable ones.
Yeah.
They can wear those out on the ice, and then, like, Coil, he can take shots in the leg. It won't matter. You know, Spurgeon, he can get, you know, jackhammered in the back of the head.
Tell me more about Spurgeon getting jackhammered.
And it won't matter.
What are they going to get for the fans?
Spurgeon getting jackhammered.
Wow.
You blame Jai for that one.
Don't blame me.
You're the one talking about Spurgeon getting jackhammered.
I'm going to take the easy route out on this. You know what they can bring the fans is a Stanley Cup and a parade.
All right, then.
They can't get us that for Christmas.
For Black Friday. They can pick it up and hold on to it.
Yeah. Because the
pick it up and hold on
that blonde guy that's carrying around the cup.
Yeah,
he's Minnesotan.
Ooh, so all we have to do is like trip him, and then somebody can be there to catch the cup and run.
Well, we're gonna need a few people to play interference.
We know someone. We collectively know someone that knows him.
I know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody.
No, not even that.
Get this guy
not even
here,
that far,
and he can trip.
It's not even that far.
Not even that far.
No, that's like it's like. Two separations of Kevin Bacon or whatever.
I remember hearing this, so we're gonna have to talk about this post-show.
All right,
after we mute.
Next question from Amen Frosty Boy. Why the hell do the Minnesota Wild persist on keeping Suter on the power play?
I like Suter on the power play, to be quite honest.
The soft slap shot, because all it takes is a deflection.
I believe we did have a power play goal actually the other day. So
that was Thursday against Nashville.
Yeah, the Purds.
You know what?
Predators.
Honestly, I will keep saying this, even though he glides and he's not taking bombs all the time, he is keeping the puck in the zone a good chunk of the time.
Clap bombs.
And I still think that Suter deserves to be on the power play.
And if there's one guy that I do trust to
with your daughter.
most of the time not get burnt by, you know, a puck coming out of the zone. I know we did give up a shorty, I believe, over this past week, but usually we're pretty dang solid in that respect. And I think that... a lot of that is due to Suter's smart play at the blue line during the power play.
Okay. Jive, last question.
Oh, last question goes to me. And I think we already answered this one tonight.
It's a new person. We got a new
Henri.
It is. This one comes in from Junk Wax Twins.
At Junk Wax Twins.
Three in the box. How fuck can Henry get?
You need a... Where's our...
All of it?
Yeah.
Henry can suck it.
Yeah.
Period.
I think he would get pummeled if he came the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Like, I think that Foligno should have been out on the ice.
No love lost here.
And I think if Stu would have been up, I think next time we see them, I would hope to see both of those guys out there.
Won't be till spring, so hopefully they don't forget about it.
Nah, you know, memory of an elephant. Jive, apparently we got some haters for liking Suter on the power play.
For liking Suter, right.
All right, whatever. So there you have it. Twitter talk. That's it.
That's it.
Kenny, where can people find you?
Well... Right now, running from Teresa and Frost, because apparently they both want to rip my guts out.
You deserve it.
But actually, it looks like all three of us are going to be running from Teresa right now. God, and Derek.
Okay, no one else is looking at chats. Just answer question. Where can people find you?
On Twitter, at NostraCanius.
All right. Jive.
Yeah, you can follow me. I'm on Twitter. I am at Jive Midnight.
As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at Angry Finn. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube.
I think we have a new video coming up where we're going to be doing a Clerks reenactment hanging out at Quick Trip.
Why not? Playing hockey on a...
On the roof.
On the roof.
Waiting for a Suter to show up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on, man.
Hopefully there's no car. Hopefully there's no 37 in a row.
Car.
Right.
For anyone. But anyways, you know, if you're looking to engage with us, send us tweets. Hashtag 3ITB. Answer a question on Twitter. Go to, what is it, iTunes? I don't even know what it is anymore. The Apple podcast
thing.
We're not Apple people. I'm sorry. I beg forgiveness.
We don't deal with the fruit company.
We don't. So the Apple podcast world, search 3ITB. You'll find us. Go to Google Play Music. I think that's what it is now today. Mm-hmm. And get our podcast. Or just search for 3 in the Box, because we'll be there. Yeah. Podcast. Yes. Yeah.